Gracious God, you have given us, your children, so many names to call you. So many names, O Lord, Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days and Holy One and Alpha and Omega, but of all the names that we could call you, your Son Jesus taught us that we could call you Father, Abba Father. And so we come today to worship you as our Abba Father, and we gather as your children, and we would pray your blessings upon your children, not only here, but everywhere around the world, and towards the end, that all of creation may come to that time and place of worship of you. But it must start here with us. So, Lord, we lift our hearts to you in thanksgiving and praise. We know that you're already here, but we ask for you to open our eyes that we may sense your presence. As we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, we know that you inhabit our praises with power. And we will not leave here as we came, but we will be your people sent by you to help fulfill your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, I'd like to ask some of our younger friends to come forward, and also Polly. I'm going to ask her to come up as well. All right. You're welcome whenever you come. That's right. We're talking about the Lord's Prayer, and in the Lord's Prayer, there's a word. It's kind of a big word. It's called kingdom. Basically, what we're talking about is what we really want to see happen as God's children is what God wants. And what God wants is to rule over our hearts in love. And that's what we call his kingdom. It's not a geographical area, but it can be anywhere where his children honor him and live as he desires for them to live. So we're to seek his kingdom. In other words, we are to seek doing what he would have us to do, and that will be the place of his kingdom. And there's a song that kind of goes with that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. In Matthew's Gospel, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be given to you. You know, we worry about what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear. We worry about a lot of things, but we're not to worry about anything. We're to seek God's kingdom and put that first, and God will take care of all of our needs. And so that's my prayer for all of us today, is that we will learn how to seek first his kingdom and to trust him with all of what we need. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to trust you, to seek you first, and to know that you will give us what we need in order to more faithfully follow you as your disciples. Oh Lord, we have a lot to learn, but we have a lifetime to learn it. We have a lot to do, but we have a lifetime to do it. But for right now, the best and most holy thing we can do is just say that we love you and help us to receive the love that you have for us today. And when that happens, your kingdom is here, right in our midst. And may we learn to see it in the lives of these little children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.